Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hello, this is Living in the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. My name is Isabella. I'm a student of the third year of Letras at IBUC UNESP. The most important thing I have learned during the COVID-19 pandemic is that we should always be able to adapt to change. The pandemic caused several changes in the educational context, in addition to causing many emotional disturbances in people. The lack of living home, the break with routine, the longer time spent with family members, the loss of many lives are some consequences that the pandemic has brought to humans. Thus, the students stopped going to schools and started having classes on the computer, through the internet, in asynchronous and synchronous meetings. As a result, several other problems have arisen since the whole teaching method has been modified. According to an article written by Andreas Schleicher about the OECD countries called The Impact of COVID-19 on Education, Insights from Education at a Glance 2020, the countries used a diversity of remote learning resources such as radio and television education, instructional packages, online instructional resources, and also online platforms were used in nearly all OECD and partner countries. Some of the tools included are educational content for exploring if desired, real-time lessons on virtual meeting platforms, online support services for parents and students, and self-paced formalized lessons. These transformations provoked not only changes for students, but also changes for teachers. According to the article, these figures highlight that teachers need to renew their skills regularly in order to be able to innovate their practices and adapt to the rapid transformations inherent in the 21st century. Teachers have reported high need for training in the use of information and communication technologies. 60% of teachers received professional development in technology, and 18% reported a higher need for development in this area. Besides all these concerns about education, another very worrying issue was emotional instability once everyone could be infected by the virus. So the preoccupation about the disease itself was and is being a difficult thing to deal with. Preserving mental health is the responsible for our development and ability to carry out our tasks. The conclusion of this discussion is that in order to developing these competences and skills needed for tomorrow's society, education will need to be the center of this planning. This includes rethinking how the economy should evolve to guard against adversity and defining the skills, education and training required to support it. This current crisis has tested our ability to deal with unexpected contexts.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PodIBUC, PAPERC, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.